What is the time? 7:40 as we jump into the, we were going to look at some bizarre behaviors of others. What do you think? Yes, of course. Here we go. Earlier this week, police in Grantham, England pulled over a woman for not wearing her seatbelt. Now, we were just talking about the law, you know, talking about cell phones and so forth. Well, that's another one that I think is kind of silly, regulating us. We have to wear our seatbelt. Anyway, she gave an excuse that actually got her out of a citation. Ladies, you may want to consider this. She told them, because she said, she told the officer, "Sir, I can't wear my seatbelt. It hurts my chesticles." You know, the jumblies.
Uh-huh.
It hurts. I can't.
The jumblies.
There's no word. What? That's British, okay? I don't make up that. These are British terms, and you have to be precise. Goodness gracious. Anyway, there's no word on how the situation was as far as size, okay?
Uh-huh.
But apparently it was noticeable enough for the officer to go, "Oh, right, there you go, off you go." No worries. The cop gave her the standard lecture on seatbelt safety and let her go on a warning. So if I get too much heavier, I will also be able to use this excuse. 58-year-old Maria Montanez Colon of Punta Gutter, Florida, seems like a very nice lady. We can only hope that the publicity she's going to be getting from this story helps her achieve her goal of...
yes.
She wanted to have an intimate encounter with a police officer.
I see.
Friday night, Maria was a little junk. And again, this is coming from Punta Gorda, Florida. She called 911 over a family argument about who owned her late husband's Corvette. 31-year-old police officer by the name of Justin DeVault went to her house. Yeah. When he got there, Maria began really flirting with him. She told him, "You are so sexy. I love my uniform. Woohoo!" She also said that she hadn't...
Did she really go woohoo?
Yeah, sure. Let's go with that. She said that she hadn't... she hadn't enjoyed the pleasure of a man's company in a while.
Uh-huh.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When he asked her what he could do to help her, she just blatantly said, "Well, is that a nightstick in your pocket, or are you glad to see me?" Anyway, he absolutely would not go along with the circumstance. He left. Less than an hour later, she called 911 again to report him for turning her down.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, he was a perfect gentleman, but when I asked him, you know, for some favors, he turned me down. That made me very angry. She was arrested for making false 911 calls.
I look forward to your imitation of drunk women every day on the show.
He nice looking guy. She looks rough. Let me just go along with this. Maybe a Muppet that's been on a bender for a week. And
which Muppet? Miss Piggy or Big Bird or Snuffleupagus?
No, I really don't
Animal.
Know. Animal. I think
Bear?
Bunsen
waka,
Honeydew.
Waka, waka.
Bunsen Honeydew.
Oh, he was good.
Yeah.
Him and Beaker were great in the laboratory.
Mmm. Okay, so here's... do you have any, snow globes in your house? Anything like that?
My wife has a couple of them.
All right, be careful. Be careful.
A Wizard of Oz one.
Sunday afternoon, a couple in London left their snow globe and a set of crystal balls in front of a window, got hit by the sunlight and refracted the sun's rays, set fire to the curtains,
really?
And accidentally started the house on fire. The couple lucky, but their house was completely, totally trashed. That's enough to make you upset. Here's how we make you feel better.
Makes me feel better.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show.
Mm.
A quick look at the news.
Mm-hmm. Leonardo DiCaprio says he's going to get married when the time is right. The fact that he said it with a straight face proves he is really a much better actor than I give him credit for. Russell Crowe is lobbying Pope Francis to see the new movie, Noah.
Right.
But as you'd probably expect, the only movie His Holiness really wants to go see is RoboCop.
I thought maybe the Lego movie, but don't.
Now, I'm really proud of Russell Crowe. I mean, think about this. I mean, if the Pope goes to see it, good for Russell Crowe. Bad for the guy sitting behind the Pope, but I mean, you know, good for Russell Crowe. You know, the
hat joke. It's the hat joke, yeah.
New York Knicks point guard Raymond Felton was arrested on 3 counts of firearms violations, making him the only member of the Knicks that can actually shoot.
Hey!
All right. Well, whatever. A new study is showing that Tylenol can cause ADHD. It's ridiculous. I had some aches and pains earlier, and I took a couple Tylenol. And, hey, look, something shiny. I'm hungry. Time to check the Facebook. Hey, clowns are funny. Someone created a new bat suit, a real, honest-to-goodness bat suit, like the one Batman wears. Apparently, it can protect an individual from virtually anything, including attractive women. I talked about this briefly yesterday. Hyundai has come up with a car that runs on poop.
Really?
Poop.
I missed that one. What kind of poop? Animal poop?
Any poop.
Human poop?
Anything. You thought
really?
Yeah, you thought Hyundais were crap before. Prospectors say that the drought in California has created a brand new gold rush. The most amazing part of this story, there are actually people in 2014 who identify themselves as their occupation of prospector. Thank you. This has been a quick look at the news. Please use all the information that we've provided to you for good and not for evil.
I got messed up credit, dude. Tore up. I have a credit score like a 7. Dude, Columbia House, 12 records for a penny. Liars, huh? I can't buy a house because of the Wu-Tang CD I bought 9 years ago. Couldn't even get a car, dude. I had to go to those places on the radio. You know, it's Metro Nissan. We give $1,000 to the person with the worst credit. Worst credit. I'm like, hell yeah, that's me, dude. Because you can't lose. Either get a car or you can buy an Xbox. And if you can't go nowhere, you're not bored. So I went down there, right? They have a long-haired dude that worked there. You know, like the rocker guy's like, hey, you want a test drive? Yeah, I'll mess up a car you don't even give me. Let's go, dude. I'm in a Nissan going to the curb through the grass. I didn't care. It's not my car, right? He's like, dude, what are you doing? It's a Pathfinder. I'm finding a path. We get back. He's like, dude, let's run your credit. I'm like, okay, go ahead. You asked for it, Holmes. Puts my social in. He hits print. Like an hour. Dude, 7-Eleven has credit? The machine got tired. I got the $1,000.
Rush, Sean, and the Wisconsin Morning News. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.